Воздайте славу
Give God glory.
Итак, дорогие,
so,
мы пойдем с вами в Слово.
We'll go into the word.
И сегодня
And
я
today,
хотел поговорить насчет очень важной темы, важной для тех, кто движется куда-то.
For those that
Вы знаете,
are moving
я
somewhere.
Очень неприемлем людьми, которые не хотят идти. Они просто спасенные. Я раздражаю спасенных.
Saved, and I irritate those that are just simply
Потому
saved,
quote-unquote,
because one
церковь,
thing is to be saved, and the other thing is to be the bride and the church.
Поэтому,
so, when someone has achieved something, he gets irritated by those that want to move further.
And he
will always irritate those that want to move on, or want to achieve something,
get
more and more.
What
It's not enough for you.
Yeah,
not enough. There was never enough. And I will never have enough. Because blessed those that are hungry and thirsty.
Blessed.
It is a blessing.
It is something that you enjoy.
You know, those that are always hungry and thirsty and can never get enough, they're blessed. The Bible says that they are blessed. When you've had enough and you're full, some people come up to me and say,
you know, some people come up to me and say,
oh, it's not enough. And you know what I tell them? You have to pray for the whole church so everybody would not get enough. And more and more and more and more.
Because there's a lot of things that already have enough. Мы многих людей вокруг себя потеряли только по одной причине, потому что им тот уровень, на котором мы находились год назад,
because for them that level that they were on last year is not enough. Amen. So God has no limits. So my message is called
движение.
So
некоторые я объясню сейчас.
Inner reflex of a movement. I'm going to try to find a better explanation for it. For others, hold on, I will explain to you what is it. Don't worry, I will explain to you even from the Greek point of view.
I'm here
not to bring confuse, but to explain. So,
вы знаете, большинство людей, с которыми мне приходится встречаться, часто говорят о будущем, о их призвании. Вы знаете, что мы постоянно говорим о чем-то там.
So basically, a movement that happens on the inside.
Мы всегда живем где-то не здесь.
We are living somewhere. We're not here.
И в некоторых случаях это хорошо.
Moments, it's a
good thing. Но сегодня я хочу тебе четко объяснить,
I clearly want to explain to you,
что твое будущее настолько конкретно зависит именно от сегодняшнего дня.
Today,
I will show it to you
in the Bible. When Daddy started telling me this, I understood one thing, that I have to share it with the body of Jesus Christ, with the church.
Мы часто говорим о будущем, о призвании, но большинство из нас даже не знают, как попасть в
ее призвание. Most of us don't even know how to get there. Why are you looking at me that way?
You don't know how to get into your call.
If you'd know it, you'd be there.
Попали.
You got it. I will tell you.
Итак.
So.
Если бы ты знал, ты бы там был. Я знаю, я там нахожусь.
If you'd know, you'd be there already.
Вот я сегодня расскажу. Мне I'll tell you how to get there today.
I want to bring this to you.
Believe me, it's not just showing off.
No, I'm just sharing those things that I have and the things that you want to have. If some of you are in your call, I bless you because this message is not for you or about you. But those that are dreaming about moving somewhere and they live, you know, by tomorrow's day and they cannot do anything today, for instance, I'm so blessed tomorrow. I'm so even tomorrow.
I am so
much in fasting and prayer in half a year. Have you heard all of these different things? We have our way of understanding or the way we see ourselves somewhere out there in the future, somewhere out there. When I will go somewhere, that's when the glory of God will be flowing in my life. Listen, if it's not flowing right now, it's never going to flow. How is that? Like that.
Не зная элементарных духовных законов,
elementary spiritual laws, people continue to live in something that they will never get in. It's the same thing as when you have a picture. I had this picture for a while in my desk.
Cruise ship.
If it's a cruise ship.
Cruise. Я смотрю
and
на
I
эту
was
картинку.
Watching that picture.
Он такой огромный.
It's so big.
Там 15 этажей.
There are 15 stories there. All these beautiful things in there. Me and my wife. All our life, as far as we know each other, we were dreaming.
И мы смотрим на эту
and
картинку.
We're watching this picture.
Ну невозможно связать
you
меня
connect
с той
me with that picture.
Если что-то не начнет происходить прямо сейчас, чтобы
right now,
связать меня to connect
me
с той картинкой.
And that picture.
Мечта оставалась
dream
мечтой много,
remained a dream
много
many,
лет.
Many years.
Пор, until, пока мы сказали,
until we said, that's it.
Скажите, куда звонить,
tell me where to call,
бабло,
where to give money,
все.
And that's
другими
it.
Словами,
in other words,
я
I
не только теперь смотрю
not
на
only
картинку,
look at that picture,
но я четко знаю,
but I know
что сейчас,
that right
сегодня,
now, today,
решение,
I have made a decision that will take me because of this influence that has been coming out from the inside into my goal. And I want to explain to you the same spiritual principle. If you have a picture, who has a picture? Half of you. The others, I feel sorry for you, can leave. No, I'm just kidding. If you have no picture, you're in the wrong place. You've got to have at least a picture somewhere in your desk, and you're looking, wow. How many people came through you to Christ? You see yourself in a white suit or in a striped suit. Hallelujah. You touch everyone. No matter how you see yourself or other ways.
У тебя, по крайней мере, должна быть в столе картинка. Я говорю сегодня тем, у кого в столе картинка.
And I'm talking to those that have that picture of their destiny. And today I want to explain to you how to connect your picture with the reality. And for your reality to be connected with that picture. So again, my message is called
Это говорит о том,
movement.
Что сейчас мною принимается решение,
right now,
которое доведет меня в мое будущее.
Right now I'm
и это не то, что я верю, что я буду через полгода на
круизе.
Я знаю, что я буду через полгода на круизе.
No, I know that I will be on the cruise in half a year.
Почему-то есть предчувствие такое.
Somehow I have this feeling. Maybe because I paid money for it. You understand what I'm saying?
Because
I'm speaking as an example, okay? For instance, we've connected an agent yesterday. Now we have dates, and now we have everything, and now we're thinking not like how to get on the ship, but how or what should we take with us? Hello.
У кого-то она в столе, а у тебя уже она не в столе.
With someone, it's still in their desk somewhere away. With you, it's in your mind, it's in your suitcase, the one that you're going with.
Итак, дорогие
so,
мои,
beloved,
если сейчас,
if right now,
сегодня,
today,
тобой не будет принято решение насчет того, чтобы связать сейчас и картинку, никогда. Ты живешь во лжи, и ты живешь в иллюзии. И все сказали,
всю жизнь твоя
картинка будет лежать в столе, и никогда, запомни, никогда ты не войдешь в свою жизнь. Если прямо сейчас ты не свяжешься с агентом,
agent,
который соединит
you
с твоим будущим. И сегодня я тебе покажу некоторые вещи, которые делали отцы Библии и чемпионы,
ancestors
которые мы любим с вами читать. Также мы поговорим о плохой энерции.
Знаете, что есть только хорошие?
Есть такая энерция, которую ты не хочешь,
there
чтобы она тебя догоняла. Она гоняет
тебя.
Почему?
Да
потому что ты сегодня
because
сдвинул что-то,
right now,
что за тобой бегать начинает.
Something today that will chase you, will start chasing you. You don't want it to chase it. But you have fulfilled that law.
Вы заметили, почему мы можем исполнить этот закон в негативе?
Fulfill this law in the negative.
Всегда, постоянно.
Always, constantly.
Ты сел,
you, for instance,
в обществе наговорил какую-то сплетню. Знаешь ли ты, что ты сейчас
people
сотворил что-то,
so
что по инерции скоро тебя догонит?
And you know what? Because of that,
не догонит
because
сейчас,
of this inner law, this movement, it will catch up with you. Maybe not now, but in a year, this nasty things that I've just you've just talked about, it has been let out in the atmosphere, it will achieve its job. It could be a positive or a negative thing, these inner movements. So, let's figure out, what is this inner movement? Or something, that movement of the body without the influence.
So, physical... умных словарей,
we have taken this out of the
итак,
dictionary.
Слово инерция называется инертия.
It's, инерция, there is no English word like this, but in Greek there is a word that's called inertia. So I'm explaining what is this. For instance, here is my
napkin.
And if I throw it, it flies. It has this inner movement. It's like
it's scientific laws.
It continues moving. Who has made this movement?
I did it.
So we're talking about this effect here. You throw something and it moves. I threw it here. Why did it move over there? No, because everything moves, and it will get to you as well.
What
are you really saying right now?
And
what is going to catch up with you?
Do you
want to catch up with you, those things that you've released today?
No,
then just shut your mouth. Don't release any nonsense or garbage, because listen to me very carefully. Everything will catch up to you, positive or negative. Everything will catch up. Because you gave movement to something, it will continue moving because of that reflex.
Нашого народу, щоб було понятно усе. А тепер ми підемо.
So everything will be understood.
So, інерція, явление,
reflex, movement,
сохранение скорости прямолинейного равномерного движения или состояние покоя при компенсации внешних воздействий. Я понимаю, что ты ничего не понял.
Or standing. So I understand, you totally did not understand anything, whatever I just read. So, what is this? It's an inner reflex, a movement of a body of an object. So, everybody, say everybody, material objects will have this inner reflex. Are you a material object? So you have this inner reflex. That's what the dictionary says right now. I am a material object. This is a material. You'll say you're spiritual, so go, leave. Let your spirit just fly out. You stopped being a material object. You're already dissolved. Right now I'm speaking to normal people that have flesh, body, and they move upon this earth.
So,
inner reflex is within every material object, same way with me or with you, because you are a physical object. No matter what you do, no matter what you move, this inner reflex is a law, like a scientific law. For instance, you're at the grocery store. Everybody knows where I'm heading with this. And you want to push the cart, and there it goes, and it's not going where you want it to go. And
приняла.
And this cart has decided.
Направление на самую дорогую машину на паркинг лоте.
This path that is going towards the most expensive
car
upon the parking lot.
Скажи мне.
Yes.
Ты тачкой ударил в машину?
Did you hit the car with that cart? No. Then why is that?
Когда хозяин,
when the owner
заорала,
of the car, for instance, the security
яма,
goes off and then there's a dent in the car. Guess who they're going to chase? Not the cart. But you, who are they going to chase? You.
Почему?
Why? Because you were the source of that movement of that car. Does anybody understand me? Just smile.
I understand that.
You want to be at the beach right now. And Sergey right now is standing somewhere. And you're, for instance, or Tanya. And you're sitting in a church and listening to a message. Believe me. It's hot. There's air conditioning. It's all good here.
Итак, дорогие мои,
so, beloved,
давайте почему?
Guess why?
Полиция.
Policemen.
Хозяин машины.
Owners of cars.
Будут гоняться за источником, который столкнул
тачку. The source that has pushed the cart.
Катафалки вот это не выписывает.
Nobody gives a ticket to this cart.
Покатилась.
Cart rolled and hit
вот этот Mercedes.
This Mercedes.
Нет.
No.
Так, тачка,
that cart.
Брат Вася.
Brother Vasily, you are the one that pushed the cart.
Послушайте.
Listen to me.
Это ирония.
It's an ironic,
конкретный факт.
It's a fact.
Это то, что точно произойдет в твоей жизни. Тогда я тебе хочу задать вопрос. Что ты сдвигаешь сегодня?
Today.
Не завтра.
Not tomorrow.
Не послезавтра.
Not day after tomorrow.
Мечтаю.
I'm
Нет.
dreaming. No, no, no.
Nonsense. Мечту нужно сдвинуть.
You have to move your dream. You have to push it. You have to invest into it. You have to pay for it. That's when it will have this energy, this reflex to move. If you're not doing anything, you're not moving. Guess why? For 5 years, nothing is happening in your life. Hello. There's nothing in Russian. You understand what I'm saying? Lord, for 10 years, I'm paying all this money.
I
say thank you to the pastor. I open the door. Guess what you're moving right now. They'll open the door for you and tell you, thank you.
That's it.
That's all you can do. And you can expect that as a payback. I'm doing this and that. Took him to the restaurant. He'll take it to the restaurant as well. That's it. That is the law. Sowing and reaping. It's the law.
A
reflex.
You know. Потом нужно опять что-то делать.
And then you have to do something else.
Инерция не движется постоянно.
It's not a constant movement. It's for a moment. To let energy is there. So,
еще одно определение.
Another.
Движение по инерции.
Movement according
Итак,
to this inner
инерции,
reflex. Movement
тела,
is a body that happens
без внешних воздействий.
Without any outer influence.
Без внешних. Это значит,
without
внешние воздействия были ранее. Итак, фу, и потом катится.
So, for instance, you push something and there it goes. You're not touching it, it's just moving. And sometimes you so don't want whatever it is you pushed when you were emotional. And you know what? We push a lot of things when we're emotional. Why don't you just go? And he does and he just leaves. It's a reflex of the inner movement. Who moved him? You moved him. And now you want to say, don't go, but he's already left. Why? Because you've started this law and you've propelled it forward. Listen, everything that you have started, everything started moving because of you, now this movement pushes you forward, propels you forward.
Не тачку, а того, кто ее сдолгнул.
Who will get the ticket?
Поэтому
not the car, the
движет.
One that has pushed it.
Инерции,
so,
скажешь,
what happens because of this?
А почему тогда тебе мент штраф выпил?
You know, you could say, I wasn't there, then why is that the
policeman
gives you a ticket?
Тебя или нет, там,
because either you were there or not, but you did move that.
И поверьте, у них
and
есть
believe me,
метод,
they have methods,
как они по этому же закону находят хозяина.
Figuring out the owners of this particular reflex that was sent out.
Вы знаете, ко мне, у меня есть ребята, которые занимались там,
that,
даже здесь в церкви, занимались там,
church,
знаете, кражей магнитофонов и перепродажей.
They used
угадайте,
to,
почему
back
украденный
in the day,
магнитофон всегда будет украден?
Were, you know, stealing car stereos and whatnot, and guess why those stolen stereos will always be stolen? Why? Because this stereo now is always in movement. It's in movement.
Он в движении.
It's always moving.
И после себя этот магнитофон оставляет выбитые окна.
And after it,
the
stereo leaves broken windows and broken panels. In its way.
Измененный и исцеленный Руслан Кирпач сказал.
And healed Russ Kirpach, where is he? The one has been delivered from that. Would say amen.
Но он хороший.
But he's a
уже.
Good guy now.
Знаешь почему?
You know why?
Потому что он инерцию остановил.
Because he has stopped that inner movement and started a new one, and now he has blessing in his life.
Если вы хотите узнать закон инерции,
if you want to know the laws, how these work, you know what? He'll tell you the best, better than me.
Потому что люди, которые
because people that would move certain things in their lives, they know how it could just catch up with you one day.
Я знаю.
I know.
Не вчера родился.
I wasn't born yesterday, so my beloved.
Инерция движения.
Inner.
Что ты сдвинул будет двигать тобой?
Movement. Whatever it is you moved will move you. And I want to ask you a question.
Сейчас,
what propels you forward? What propels you forward right now? And I will tell you right away.
The
things that you have encountered yesterday, or day before yesterday, or a year before, it will catch up with you. It will look at you and say, hello, remember when you were investing into me? Here I am.
И хочешь ты этот привет слышать или нет, он придет.
Either you want to hear it or not, it's there.
Еще этот закон Иисус назвал закон сеяния.
And Jesus has called this law the law of sowing and reaping.
Hallelujah.
If those of you that don't get it, we'll use the biblical language to explain this to you. It's the law of sowing and reaping. You sowed and then you reap. I just like this other inner reflex movement word better.
Когда ты внимательно проследишь за жизнью Давида,
when you notice take a look at the life of David,
this story,
we don't want to sometimes remember it, you know why? Because he made a big boo-boo.
От слова лажа.
He had a problem. Why are you looking at me this way? Smile.
David
screwed up. And that thing that he has messed up, caught up with him. Hello. How was that? David, yes, David. Did a wrong thing, and then that caught up with him. So we're not going to read, I'll just tell you a scripture. Those of you that are writing it down. Because we're, for the lack of time, we'll be minimal. We'll read minimal and just quote everything.
Когда ты внимательно прочитаешь жизнь Давида, ты увидишь, что им было сдвинуто то, что впоследствии он даже не смог остановить.
You'll see that David has started something that he could no longer stop.
Вторая книга царств,
11 Samuel 11. We're not going to open it, but those that are writing it down, write it down.
Описывается история.
There's clearly a story.
Мы с вами знаем.
We can see a story here. We all know the story. It's the story of Bathsheba and her husband Uriah.
Дорогие мои, вы думаете, you think что сдвинув такого рода,
by moving,
толкнув такого рода машину,
pushing that big of a vehicle, you think it's not going to come back at you?
Одну из самых отвратительных вещей в жизни своей.
He propelled one of the most horrible things in his life. Yeah, God forgives. Yeah, but you're in trouble.
Прощенный.
You're forgiven.
Алло.
Hello.
Я вот напрю.
I will do this, and then I'll just repent right away.
This
law of sowing and reaping, it will catch up with you. Even if you're forgiven, you will still get in trouble. Hello. Oh, I don't want. Yeah. What is this, Lord? It's catching up with you. What is this? You remember a year and a half ago? You remember what you did? Now, hold on, brother.
Приятного аппетита.
Enjoy this.
Мы помним с вами эту историю.
And we remember the story.
В то время, когда
at the time when there was the problem was that David was not doing what he was supposed to do. At the time when all the kings were in war, he was upon his roof.
В джакузи.
In the jacuzzi.
Загорал под солнышком.
He was tanning.
И увидел.
And he saw a woman.
Тоже.
Again.
Так как у него было больше дом.
Because he had a bigger, taller house, he could see better, further.
И он сказал,
and he said,
приведите мне.
Bring me this woman.
Вы замечаете, что началось действие?
You remember that there's a movement
посмотрел,
started.
He,
by looking at it's not the same thing. When he said, bring it, find out who she is, bring her
привели,
to me. They brought her, you know, then they took her back pregnant.
Ну, история такая.
That's how the story goes.
И мы с вами понимаем, что он запустил что-то, потом он начал как бы исправлять свой глюк, propelled something forward, and
he tried to fix that. By trying to fix it, he made it worse. He kind of tried to, okay, I'm not going to repent, I'm going to go kill her husband. And we see how there was this curse that started happening. Look what he did. He moved two things. Rape and murder. Remember? Two things. Guess what was following him till the end of his days?
Помните
rape and
murder.
Remember his daughter,
Amnon,
you know, his one of his sons that raped his daughter in his own family. Then what else happened?
Абисалом убил Амнон.
Killed that his brother that raped his sister. And guess what happened with Absalom at the end? He was killed as well. And then guess what happened? There was Solomon and his other brother. Remind me of his name.
Его брат был старший, который стал хотел стать царем.
Адони.
Помните Адони?
Remember his other brother Адонис? He wanted to become a king. What happened to him?
Умер.
He died.
И мы с вами смотрим,
and
с вами
we see that there is this law of sowing and reaping, and he would David constantly be followed by rape and murder. And what happened? What Absalom did with all these women that were there from David? he's written that he placed a tent, and it is also written that he placed all the women, and he would just rape all these women one by one. You know all the story. It's in the Samuel. Just read it.
Again, I'll tell you. It's
Kings 11 and 12, chapter 11, 12, and 13, and so on. And we understand all of his life, David, not only was he followed by blessings,
he was God's anointed man.
Yes, he was selected by God. Even Jesus is called, and he was called as a son of David. But in the life of David, there was a movement that started that had its own inner movement, like a reflex, of course, once David died. Some of you treat things so easily. Right now, I'm not only talking about positive things, I give you a warning and as well for negative things. Right now, beloved, we're going to talk about those also movements that have not been deserved. Remember Job? Remember what the devil did in his life? You know why Job clearly could resist and just stand for himself, and everything ended fast, and he received blessing. Because if some of you right now are, you know, wrongfully accused or wrongfully go through things because you don't deserve it, you can't stop it because it's lawlessness. You have it within your power. If right now, if you're reaping those things that you've not sown, you have spiritual influence and power to stop all of that because you have not sown it. There are three different laws here: positive, negative, and those that have not been deserved. So let's move on. In other words, David moved and propelled forward death and rape, and that was murder and rape. That was following him to the end of his days. We all remember our father Abraham.
Который не пободрился. Кто помнит его не бодрство?
Remember what he did?
Аллилуйя. И вот эта инерция,
and this inner reflex that you cannot stop till this day because of one thing that he did.
Это вообще не была воля Божья. Воля Божья.
It was not the will of God.
Родиться сын. Не надо мне помогать.
God was going to give him a son when it was proper time. So don't even try to move those things. You know, in other words, he did it himself, used his own flesh, and did what he thought he was right. But God said, wrong. The unique thing that God said, I can no longer stop it. You know why? Because that is your son now. And you know what else? Not only will this chase after you, he said, I will bless you as well. What? What? You're going to bless this thing that I screwed up? How is that? Like that. Just take a look around and enjoy. Hello. Today I tell you about reality, church. Maybe right now you're just flowing, going with the flow that was this inner reflex that was set out many years ago. You know what you got to do? You got to stop everything the way that you can and start proclaiming and sowing positive and good things right now, today. I'm not talking to you about tomorrow. I'm talking about today. When you leave this building, what will you do with your life? I know.
I know
sure what I do. You know that what is happening in my life
is
it's that I have started many years ago. You know what I like?
I've started
such a thing that no longer I or anybody else can stop. Hello. Daddy showed me this law many, many years ago in the form of David, in the form of other guys in the Bible. Beloved, Abraham, listen. You know
that
Anna, remember this woman? Great woman.
That
in her life, she started a
movement.
Remember, she was barren. And she's starting it. Other people would have given up. And they said, who needs this? I'm
going to,
you know what, be a teacher in a kindergarten. At least I'll play with these kids. No. I don't need this. I don't need that. I don't need this husband that's totally clueless, does not get anything. I don't need this Eli, this priest, who just, you know, is about to die anyway. I need my God. Stop looking at those that are around you. They will not answer you. Oh, I'm going to go you know, I have them anointed people praying for me. You know, the way you came, that's the way you live. Because God is your rock. He is your life. He is the one that you should turn to. Stop chasing people. And when I moved something, I understood that this is God. No matter what happens right now, it's useless. And all of this was done in a short period of time. Listen, you. And knowing laws, spiritual laws, you can bypass everybody. Hello? Some people think that, oh, it's coincidence or all of a sudden. No, I tell you, every morning, including today, I get up and say, God, I don't know anything. I have no wisdom. I have no power. I have nothing. Give me. I can't see. I'm blind without you. Every morning it is my law in my life. Yes, I make mistakes. But more often, I don't make mistakes.
Hallelujah.
Give God glory. Are you receiving something for yourself? I want you to receive something for yourself. I like practical
word.
And when you come out and say, from this day forward, not only will I have a picture, but now I am contacting my agent and I am investing in my future. I am investing in my future. You see your future? It is quite precious. But without the investment in the future, your picture will remain a picture, like with thousands and thousands of people that were before you. A picture and the dream remain like that. And you'll continue reading books about God's generals, watching someone on TV that have achieved something, and you will never achieve anything by yourself. And right now, I tell you, the key to your victory is this inner reflex movement. What are you doing today? Oh, I know what I'm doing. Right now, I am pushing, propelling forward something that will help me move tomorrow. Right now, I am sowing something that tomorrow or other days will turn into big harvest. It's a strategy. What are you doing? Oh, I'm so small, I'm so nobody. Listen, I'll tell you how me and Svetlana started. Svetlana probably forgot. I'll remind her. Right away, I ask for forgiveness for my wife. Because then I don't want to have little conversations in the car on the way home.
Hallelujah.
You know, husbands know what conversations in the car after church are with our wives. It's all good. I'm brave. I can handle it. Let's read the book of Ecclesiastes 11:1. Look what Solomon writes, or like he named himself, Ecclesiastes. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. What? You'll find it. Look, second verse. Give a portion to seven. Yes, even divide it to eight. In other words, Solomon says, let it go, let it go, let it go. Give more. And result, you will, later on, you will find it. So, I don't see it. You're not supposed to see anything. If you see your small seed and the small harvest, that's death. Start sowing, so when the harvest does cover, you will not even have time to see, to express, and go through all the things. Hello. You're going to say, where should we put all of this? That is harvest. So start sowing. Start investing into your future. Again, you know what? Job wasn't afraid to resist his friends or even withstand his clean walk before God and firmly say that I don't deserve any of this, because he did not start any of this. He did not propel it. He was releasing and giving out blessings, praising of the Lord. He was praising his creator. And when this disease came upon him, just like on some of you, he said, it cannot happen in my life because I did not push this cart. Hello. That is why I cannot be punished. And he was standing upon his, you know, cleanliness and upon his beliefs. And you know what? If Job had not prayed for his friends, it would have been the end. for his friends. You know what God said? Why don't you get away from my face? If Job will pray for you, forgive you, that's when I will accept you. Can you imagine that, how a Job looked in the eyes of God? You know what he said? God said, you know what? I'm tired of you guys. You go and deal with Job. If he forgives you, then that's when I'll accept you. Hello. But Job had a good heart. Good heart. Same thing we understand in the life of Joseph. Remember what happened this moment in his...
You remember?
He was walking and telling his dreams. You know, he didn't do anything, and yet... Maybe a little bit. You deserve... You were, you know... You were... telling on your brothers. He did this and that, you know... He maybe deserved a slap in the face, but not death, right? Everybody understands
me.
They hated him so much that they started this inner movement that later brought him into a blessing. Those of you that are in pits right now, if you don't deserve it, just wait for your day of deliverance. It's coming because if you don't deserve it, it's just the devil went against you and attacked you. And those of you that don't know these laws will sit and continue receiving these slaps in the faces. You just say, stop, Satan. Legally, prove to me. Prove to me, like in the court. Prove to me that this attack, I deserve this attack. Prove it. If I don't deserve it, I curse your attack. I destroy all of these movements. I stop this curse. And I proclaim restoration, blessing, 7 times more. You understand me, Satan? That's it. You have every right, total right, full right. If you don't deserve any of these things, it will not destroy you. If you don't deserve it, it will bring you into a higher ranking. So, we know what the Bible says? Be happy, joyful. You know why James said that. Be happy when you go into temptation. So, are you receiving something for yourself? Thank you, Jesus.
Anna,
let's read her story. When she was starting the movement of her destiny. So, 1 Samuel. Oh, I like this message. You know why? Because right now I'm starting some sort of movement that will propel destinies, masses of destinies all over the world. It will propel them forward. They will say, that's it, enough. You know, playing, you know, pretend wars here with air guns. You know, I'm not going to continue saying those things that don't work. You know what? Right now I'm going to start investing into my life. Starting today, I'm investing into my dream. What is your dream? God will tell you. 1 Samuel 1:9. So Hannah rose after they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his seat beside the post of the temple of the Lord. And Hannah was in distress of soul, praying to the Lord and weeping bitterly. Look how radical this was. She vowed, saying, and weeping bitterly. This is what it means to start a movement. Did you make a covenant with God? Lord, if you will give me this person, I will do this and this and this for you. Why don't you start making covenants with the Lord? Start promising Him things. Start moving your destiny forward. You say, if this will be born, it will be yours. Like Hannah said, the same thing. Look what she did. Look, how can you ask for something that later on you will give? The one that knows that he's moving something, that in result it will eventually come back. The result will be a good one. We know that the country at that time was immoral, decay. You know, the sons. Remember this, Eli that was overweight and he could care less what his sons were doing, what was happening, and one day they all died. Remember what happened. You know what? God needed someone that will move something within this world. God needed this barren woman. You'll say, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing in my city. Guess who she was? There was nobody else that was such a nobody as she was. It's my word, I made it up.
Смотри.
Look.
И ты понимаешь, что
я никто,
I'm
I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. Yeah, exactly. Right now I'm talking to you. Yeah, you're barren, spiritually barren.
У тебя ничего не работает.
Nothing works.
Вот именно это и
this is the thing that has to be your big confrontation. No, I'm going to prove to the devil, and I will praise my God with my fruit, with my harvest, with my movement, and the things that I will sow right now. Give God glory. She was bitterly crying, and she vowed to the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and earnestly remember not forget your handmaid, but will give me a son, she knew what she wanted. She had a picture in her desk, church. She knew. Yeah, oh, give me a child. Oh, maybe Siamese twins. No. She knew. No, I want a son.
Мне нужно вот такого, вот такого, need... и я сделаю то-то и то-то. Когда ты начнешь такого рода
and when you will make proclamations like that and start sowing, you will see how God will answer. With us, everything's like, maybe, someday, something will happen.
Вот это наше с вами
this is our sowing.
Бог, God, я тут сейчас right now, на мотике гоняю. Если я тебе надо, ты
I'm riding a bike here. If you need me, just whistle. I'm available. I'm on call. I'm all yours. If anything, you know what? I'm a businessman. I will do business. And if God needs me, you know this excuse, lame excuse, religious excuse. If God needs me, he will come and tell me, no, God doesn't need anything. Do you need it? If you don't need it, God's not going to move anything. And you, Hannah, will remain barren. Do you need it? You do it. Get off that bike. Get out of your car. Drop everything that you're doing. Why don't you start sewing into that where your destiny and your picture is?
Okay.
Okay. Listen. And remember, not forget your handmaid, but will give me a son. I will give him to the Lord all his life. Again, there's movement. She's doing something. She did nothing. If you will give me. That's it. If. Killed everything. Amen? We understand. The word if puts a question. And you will give me a son. And you will give me. Will give me. Will give me. I will give him. If you will give me a son, I might think about it, maybe I will give him back. When you will give me a son, I will give him to the Lord all his life. It's not a question here. I'll think about it. No, maybe I'll part with him, maybe not. Maybe I'll give it to him to you, maybe not. As soon as I receive, I give him back to you. As soon as I receive, it's serious movement. And Lord said, yeah. You're right. Here you go. And as soon as he grew up a little bit, she came back to the temple and gave him. And afterwards, there was this great harvest, great movement started. It is written that she started having sons and daughters afterwards, and she was that very happy woman. Not only did she start this inner reflex movement and revival of the whole Israel, you hear me? But she also had a family. Because the Lord will not be laughed at. You think you're giving your dream away to God? Listen, listen. That dream will, you know, be a great harvest for you, and you will have wonderful things that will surround you as well. Son, you give me a son, I will give him to the Lord all his life, and the razor shall touch his head. I'll remember a couple of stories here with my life. 15 years ago, me and my wife, we've been married a little bit more than 15, we celebrated a 15-year wedding anniversary this year, right after the wedding.
You know?
Me and Svetlana, it looked quite funny when a young guy, when the time when he has to play football with his friends, they still play football or soccer in Russian. Hello. I had a dream.
Yeah,
I paid everything that I could possibly pay for this dream. But they still play soccer. And guess what they're going to play in a year? Soccer. Guess what's going to happen in 2 years? Some more soccer. Because that is their inner reflex. It will catch up with them.
крутой порыв.
You will just have a great breakthrough. And instead of two goals, you have five. That is your reflex. And that is your fruit. And that is your harvest. Who understands me here? That's it. Soccer. Soccer is your destiny. Because you're sowing into soccer.
Угадай, куда ты шли?
You bought yourself some soccer shoes. Guess where you are?
Некоторые не поняли. Я вам реально.
Some of you totally do not understand, but I'm saying in the spirit realm, this is how it looked. I looked foolish. I looked like an idiot when I was 21.
У меня было все забито видеокассетами.
Everything was packed with videos and DVDs. I was chasing. Why don't you copy this thing? Let me read this book. Let me read that. I was always writing things, books and books of things, Bible colleges, and at the same time, everybody was laughing at me.
Угадайте, чем занималась моя жена?
Guess what my wife was doing? She was singing.
Пела так, что мне плохо было.
She was singing that I was sick of it.
Она пела везде.
She was singing everywhere.
В душе пела.
In the shower.
Слава Богу, сейчас она меньше поет дома, потому что
she sings less at home because she sings more here.
Она мне сказала.
She told me.
Купи мне.
Why don't you buy me?
Так как только поженились,
because we just got married, we weren't that, you know, we didn't have much of a salary. She told me, why don't you buy me a karaoke machine?
Помнишь, baby, да?
Remember, baby?
Это вонючая, дешевая
karaoke. This cheap karaoke thing that we had.
Дисков не было еще.
There, we didn't have CDs back then. That was on tapes. Karaoke on tapes. You had to push that tape in because it wouldn't fit in that stereo. She told me, buy a microphone. She had a microphone. It was $5. I paid $5 for that mic. Five.
И она говорит, купи мне пустых кассет.
And she told me, why don't you buy me empty tapes? She said, I'm going to record my voice.
У меня где-то до сих пор ее кассеты.
I still have those tapes somewhere.
Истинная правда.
It's the truth. Honest truth.
15 лет назад.
15 years ago.
Мы не знали. Мы думали, мы просто занимаемся, прикалываемся.
We were just thinking, we're just having fun, but we were moving our destinies.
Именно то, что вложено было в меня тогда годами,
many years ago that was invested into me is now flowing out. The relations that I see right now, 15 years ago. I started receiving them. Hello.
А некоторые я скажу через 20, потому что
other revelations I will say maybe in 20 because some are still not ready to hear.
Алло.
Hello.
Что ты делаешь сегодня?
What are you doing today?
Что?
What?
Я тебе скажу.
I will tell you.
Ты программируешь свой завтрашний
день. You are programming your
именно он будет
tomorrow.
Таким.
It will be that way.
Просто в два раза больше.
Twice
какой
as big.
Сегодня.
As it happened today, so enjoy it.
Ты хочешь, чтобы оно тебя догнало?
You want it to catch up with you?
Тогда перестань
so
делать
stop
это сегодня.
Doing these things today.
Я опять вам говорю, я
again,
не говорю
I tell you, I'm not talking about tomorrow,
говорю,
church. I'm talking
день.
About today,
сейчас.
Right now.
Что ты делал
what
вчера,
did you do yesterday,
сегодня,
today,
и что ты запланировал уже
what have
назад?
You planned for tomorrow?
И она сидела.
And she was sitting there. I was sitting there.
Вы знаете, тогда казалось,
and back then,
ну,
it seemed like, who needs this?
Книжки читают, когда, знаете,
books are read,
изучают,
you know, Bible
проповед...
is being learned when you preach. You know, I didn't dream
то,
about preaching. Not only did nobody
придет,
want to see me, they gave me a warning. If you're going to come here, don't you
дорогие
dare
мои.
Come here. Love it. And we were sitting, and I was writing things down. She was writing these tapes. I was buying her these, you know, tracks, just with music. You know, they're somewhere, you know, in a garage somewhere, all these tapes. And she'd place them. And would sing into a $5 microphone that works sometimes. She'd record her songs. I'm serious. She'll tell you, even more than me. She was sitting there recording. And I would just hear her. Not only did I hear her, through my ears. I heard it, her through a karaoke. She wasn't bad. She wasn't bad. She has a natural talent. But I did not know. It was funny. Now I look at it and I laugh.
I
have a closet where our past is located. You know what's unique? I look at my past.
Нахожу свое будущее в своем прошлом.
And I find my future in my past. Why don't you go into your
past
or your storages, open up your boxes from when you were moving 5 years ago, and you'll see your past. Your past is in there. Your books are in there, your revelations, your pictures, everything is in there. Why don't you look at it, what you're programming yourself for, or you programmed yourself for, this inner movement.
How,
some people don't don't want it, and how I'm dreaming for this law to work in my life more and more. More and more you know this law, you place everything in the right, into the right flow, you push it more, propel it forward, and you give God an opportunity for this law to move and accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. Yeah, I tell you the truth. It looked funny.
Но не я и не она тогда толком не понимали того, что мы сейчас приводим в движение своей судьбы. И впоследствии, послушайте, та духовная инерция будет толкать наше призвание.
Propel our destiny forward, mine and Svetlana's. I did not know. Right now, I tell you as a person went through it all, but I tell you things that you cannot buy. You cannot read about it. It's personal things that I've lived through that was born upon my ups and downs, and I am simply giving it to you for free.
If you
take this law right now, and you will use it, I will see another champion in a year or two. I will see a person that's programmed this.
That started sowing, reading, investing, and going forward. Что ты хочешь и о чем ты мечтаешь, но начать ты это должен прямо сейчас. Если ты не начал,
right now,
я тебе еще раз говорю, это ложь,
again,
это глюк, это очередное кидалово сатаны, потому что завтраков не бывает. Прямо сегодня закладывается эта судьба. Все, что ты
планировал
завтра, я тебе сразу скажу, на это гарантии нет.
There's гарантия
гарантии
есть только for, for what?
Что происходит
for what is happening
сегодня и
today, and right now.
Запомните,
remember one thing.
Я буду заканчивать.
I'm finishing up.
Очень часто
often,
то, о чем дети больше всего, то, в чем дети больше всего заинтересованы,
in,
и наигравшись всем, продолжают возвращаться к одному и тому же. Послушайте, вы знаете, что
you know that,
я читал одну историю про японских деток, как в Японии детей воспитывают.
Children,
и одна статья, я не знаю, относится ли это ко всем, но очень интересная пришла статья. Они говорят, что они очень внимательно, они, когда ребенок начинает уже более-менее соображать, они начинают подсовывать ему вещи и предметы. Конструктор, машины, разные-разные вещи. И они говорят, мы видим четко, он это отодвинул, эти быстро наигрался, а вот это он продолжает возвращаться и возвращаться подсознательно, не понимая, оно его влечет. И они говорят, на этом мы начинаем сосредотачиваться. И в этом русле начинаем направлять этого ребенка. Дорогие мои, если мы с вами начнем использовать тот же принцип в своей собственной жизни, и ты увидишь, куда ты продолжаешь подсознательно
Self-consciously go back to and go back to again and again. Just take a look at your day and do what you do every day, and you will see that there is a certain thing that will come out at you. It's either teaching, prayer, it's either musical area or artistic, any other area. You will see, you will go back to it, and you will see where you have to invest into, where you have to go back to. So, beloved, I want you to receive this for yourself. So, beloved,
запомните, не делайте ничего того, что вы впоследствии не захотите, чтобы толкало вас. То, что ты толкаешь, хочешь ты того или нет, будет очень скоро толкать тебя по инерции. Аминь. Воздайте славу. Давайте мы встанем.
Let us arise.
Давайте мы встанем. Просто прямо сейчас.
Just right now.
Просто закройте ваши глаза, поднимите руки.
Raise your hands.
Начните прямо сейчас. Подумайте, что вы сегодня.
Think about all the things that are happening
после того, как закончится служение,
once the service is over, you come home. What are you going to do? Oh, I will turn on the TV. Oh, I'll tell you what will happen to you. You will know all of the action movies. Amen.
Вот это то, что ты сеешь.
That's
но когда ты
what
скажешь,
you're sowing
а
into. But when you say,
возьму ту книгу,
I'll take that book.
Бог мне говорит, три года читать.
That same book that God has been telling me for the past 3 years to read. It's waiting for you. Grab it. If you don't have it, go to the bookstore and buy it and say, today I will start moving into my destiny. Start moving this machine.
And
eventually, within time, it will start pushing you. Just close your eyes and just give Thank God for what you're receiving, for the life lessons you're getting, for the food you're eating. Thank Him for the keys that He's giving you for your life. Some people are desiring and dreaming of these keys, but you are receiving them in the now. And so you have to do is just start pushing through. I have a practical church and the practical gospel for you. So God spoke to Abraham, rise up and leave your father's house. In other words, He showed him a picture in heaven, a picture in the sand. This is your children, He said. Dream, Abraham. This is your future, Abraham. But now, He said, start moving towards your calling, towards your dream. And eventually, this will come to pass, Abraham. And Abraham arose and walked where God led him. And you know what is happening with Abraham to this day. All us are His children by faith. By faith, we're all His children. He is the Father of faith. I thank You, Jesus. I believe there Anna's here, Abraham's here. There are those that will break through in their life in this place. They will not wait for next month, for next year, or for next conference even. But today, in the now, they will make that decision to move forward into their destiny, and to sow into their future. I thank You, my beloved. I praise You. I believe that You are raising up champions, raising up those that will not be just waiting on the anointed men, because they know that they are anointed and that all of us are called by God, and we all have a destiny and a future. In the name of Jesus, give Him glory. Give Him glory. Praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. Prophesy into Your future. Prophesy into Your destiny.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Have a seat.
Присядьте, дорогие. Здравствуйте.
You know, when God released this sermon into my spirit, I have an ability to see what will happen in the future even before I release the service. I began to see people that were released very soon. In a year or two, you will see people completely transformed lives, and they will remember the sermon because this sermon, this word in particular, have given them that push that they needed. While you eat, if you are lazy and you're just sitting there, this sermon is not for you, but it's for those that are wanting to move with God. May God bless you.